This week on Minnesota Native News, Minnesota Chippewa Tribe elections, and more. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The six bands who are part of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe are holding their primary election on June 9th. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the details.
Mille Lacs, White Earth, Boys Fort, Leech Lake, Fond du Lac, and Grand Portage will be choosing candidates for board chairman and several district representative seats. The primary election was postponed from March 31st because of safety precautions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Gary Frazier is the executive director of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe.
I think the voter turnout is going to be way lower than normal at the polls because they've been asking people to come vote by absentee for the last month and a half.
He says tribal leaders are taking a number of precautions to keep voters safe. Minnesota Chippewa Tribe members can vote by absentee ballot up through June 9th. At polling places, some bands will practice social distancing, and some may require a temperature check before you can vote. If a person has an elevated temperature, they can get an absentee ballot. The candidates who make it through the primaries will run in the general election, and that's scheduled for August 18th. In other news, some tribes in Minnesota are reopening their casinos. All tribes in Minnesota closed their gaming enterprises in March to slow the spread of COVID-19. Joe Nequinamy, the head of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe's corporate ventures, said the decision to close was a difficult one.
It was really scary knowing what the properties represent to the region and especially the Mille Lacs Band.
Buddy says the decision to reopen is even more difficult.
It's harder because there's this fact that we will be increasing the same risks that we were trying to avoid by closing.
The Upper Sioux community opened their doors earlier in May. The Shakopee Mittawakaton Sioux community, Prairie Island Indian community, the Red Lake Nation, and the Mille Lacs and Boys Fort Bands of Ojibwe casinos are all reopening this week. Angela Hykus is president and CEO of the Shakopee Mittawakaton Sioux Community Gaming Enterprise. Nequinamy and Hykus say their tribes are consulting both with their own internal health and safety departments and outside agencies.
We are really watching and understanding the guidance coming from the federal government, the CDC, different health organizations coming from the state of Minnesota. We also have our own tribal public health department.
The casinos are not opening to full capacity so that patrons can practice social distancing. Customers will have their temperatures taken at the entrances. Shakopee is requiring everyone to wear masks. Mille Lacs is not. Other tribes around the country are also reopening their casinos.
Casinos in different states are further along in the process, particularly Oklahoma.
Jason Giles, Muscogee Creek, is executive director of the National Indian Gaming Association. It's a nonprofit advocacy organization for tribal gaming operations.
To be honest, it's not without its hiccups right off the bat. I mean, there's been already reports of employees showing up asymptomatic, but they have the virus. There's been other reports of, you know, people showing up not wearing a mask.
Giles says there are some tribes who say they will not reopen their casinos in the near future.
There's plenty of tribes in South Dakota and North Dakota, Arizona, New Mexico. Some of the tribes that just don't have strong healthcare systems on the reservation and are a commute away from the nearest hospital, they are at particular risk if the virus starts to spread. They just can't afford to have it run through their population.
Here in Minnesota, tribal casino heads say they will pay close attention to what's happening and adjust as needed. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
And finally, the Leech Lake tribal newspaper, the Debajaman, is reporting that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has reached a decision on the Superfund site located within Leech Lake Reservation boundaries. The agency has gone against the wishes of the tribe and has decided to retain the contaminated soil on site rather than truck it off the reservation. This decision comes after decades of consultation over the St. Regis Superfund site, where the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe voiced opposition to this very plan. The band is exploring their options for further action. This is Minnesota Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.